So tonight's event actually started like only like 15 minutes late, which for non-Muslims, you don't understand how much we're breaking stereotypes.
Dino Vidala is not just an American comedian.
My ethnicity and my faith make me a little different than many other comedians.
He's a Muslim with Palestinian roots. He says his identity has not created barriers for him, but he says stereotypes of what he represents do exist in the U.S. He uses comedy to talk about misconceptions and what it means to be Muslim. And he co-directed a comedy documentary on this theme called The Muslims Are Coming.
Come ask a Muslim a question. Today is the day. A live Muslim is here.
Obidallah says he's received positive reviews from both Muslims and non-Muslims, but he says sometimes non-Muslims don't know how to respond to his jokes.
It can make audiences a little uncomfortable because they're not sure what's politically correct to laugh at and what's politically incorrect to laugh at.
American Muslim poet Amir Suleiman says some Muslims also feel uncomfortable listening to him perform.
And some people are, they feel nervous, you know, like, some things I say they're not politically correct, they're not, you know, fashioned and perfected in a political kind of way.
We don't know what to do with the pain.
When you're an artist or a public figure, many times you automatically become the spokesperson for millions of people. And all these people have different points of view and different ways that they want to be portrayed. But every artist can't be responsible for everyone.
Suleiman says being a minority artist also presents challenges.
So I'm sure there are some walls or hurdles because I'm Muslim or because I'm black or because of the type of things I talk about. But the most important thing is for me to be sincere and heartfelt. And from that, it always works.
Singing from her heart has worked for Yuna, the first artist from Malaysia to break into the U.S. market. Abir Khan is a fan, but she says not every Muslim will be able to accept a Muslim woman as a performer.
I think it's something so new that it's going to take time for people to fully understand it, maybe, you know, come to grasp with. There are very talented Muslim women out there. So she's a trailblazer, and that's what we need.
Whether it's through music, poetry, or comedy, Obidallah says it is important for Muslim artists and entertainers to appear in the U.S. media.
In the United States, only 1-2% of the country is Muslim. We can't reach the other 98% unless we go in mainstream media.
He says with more visibility, Muslim artists and entertainers can showcase their identity and talents to the public and change anti-Islamic beliefs and stereotypes. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.